Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine.
The glory hole is like a like dick theater. I imagine you're around.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello.
I was going to do that.
Uh-huh, you're not fast enough.
I know. I was going to say hello and welcome to that podcast where we sucker our friends over with wine and then trap them until they podcast.
Well.
Isn't that right, Judy?
That is correct. Except not wine.
Bilsons, yes.
Bilsons. As a side note, if you don't know what Bilsons is, so it's an Australian thing. And imagine, like, they take candy and they puree it with alcohol, and then they strain out most of the alcohol, but keep the candy in and put it in a little can, and they call it one drink. What flavor are you drinking now, Jude?
One that you really hate.
Musk.
Correct.
Ooh.
And that is not a bonus point for today's podcast.
Because today's a game show.
Yes.
Also, musk is what reptiles squirt out to attract other reptiles. I remember my dad saying, like, catching snakes and going, "You smell that? That's musk." And then you fuckers make a candy out of it. I don't know what's wrong with it. Imagine sad clouds. That's what I think musk tastes like.
The next one is, we haven't tasted the next one.
Is it sour blueberry?
Yes.
See, these are the flavors that we drink, and I am all about the sour blueberry.
There's also like fruit tangle.
Fruit tangle instead of fruit tingle.
I don't know. There's a bunch of really
sunset cool fizz.
Like a grape bubble gum. I don't know.
Grape bubble gum. Honestly, everybody in the U.S., that is
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. It's the best alcohol ever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the rest of us adults are drinking wine.
Well, blah.
It just makes you the youngest.
Yeah.
You're the party aminal.
Yeah.
Woot.
Yay.
Yay. Yes, as you can probably tell, we have Kobe and Judy on here with us. So before we get into why they're here, mm-hmm. you know, other than the alcohol and traps, we have a pendulum party coming up. It is, I mean, yes, Christmas is just around the corner, but after Christmas and New Year's, nobody cares about that stuff. Everybody cares about pendulum party, which is February 9th. In 2024.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
It'll be the first one of the year.
And it's the first one that I got the date right.
Congratulations.
New start for 2024.
That's my New Year's resolution.
To get dates right?
No, it's to stop caring completely.
You hit that goal this year.
My goal. It's always smart to make goals that are achievable.
I thought that was rule number one with goal making.
Make goals that are achievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
So stop caring about dates.
Mm-hmm.
Make $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess step one is to create my own currency. You have made one shirt buck.
You could make that with the pizza app.
Oh, my God. Oh, if I had a pizza app, I could charge people. Yeah.
And a shirt
dollary buck. Dues.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be out now.
Wait, we need you.
Angela's like, please don't leave. We need you for the podcast.
Yeah. So this week we're doing a bit of by the by trivia. So we all
but not
like,
trivia about by the
no,
by.
No, 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 not about by. Not we don't care about us. We were like trivia, and so we started thinking, what if we could find sexy Guinness Book of World Records? And so I will say that I came up with a list. I have quite a list of, I'm going to say, sexy-ish or, like, you know, somewhat related records that are in the Guinness Book of World Records that I could actually verify. But there are a lot of other sexy records that were not exactly directly verifiable by the Guinness Book, but by other sources, etc. So we're splitting it up into two. Today we're doing the Guinness Book of World Records.
So these are all official things.
Yeah.
So that I've seen videos of Guinness Book. Like, do you know the process by which they actually validate on the Guinness Book?
No. Do I need to look this up real quick?
No, you don't.
Because it's a fairly well-known process.
Yeah.
They will send somebody out to make you – they will view. They will be independent and watch your record. But you can pretty well go for any record you want. Mm-hmm. They'll take anything for the book.
Yeah, and I'm interested because now, admittedly, I did not get a physical book. So it's been probably decades since I've
seen – They still make the
physical
book? They
do, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's been decades since I've seen one. So this was all just online, like what you could find records online. So they're probably not all online. I have no idea. Maybe they are. But it was hard to find, like just using some common search terms and things, it was hard to find some things that I thought probably should have been in there maybe potentially. So, you know, again, this is all going to be kind of loosely sex-ish related, relationship, something related kind of stuff.
And that's fine.
So,
was the Guinness Book of World Records as big of a thing in Australia as it was in the US?
Huge.
Like I remember like during the 80s, I think there was three Christmases in a row that my grandparents got me the Guinness Book of World Records for
it's
that.
It's good reading.
And I remember the pictures were horrific. I just remember like the person with the longest fingernails,
how they were
curled up. Yeah, right? It's like, I think that's probably why I don't like fingernails now if they're too, like mine, I don't. Yeah.
They get too long?
Yeah.
I will attribute my love of trivia to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Really?
Wow.
Because I grew up, we could never really afford them when I was a kid. So it was
the school library.
It was the school library.
Oh, okay.
And I would go and I'd sit at lunch and I would read because I didn't have a lot of friends.
Oh, nerd.
Surprise, surprise.
Nerd!
You would go and sit and I would read and it built a love of trivia for me.
Okay.
And yes, that fingernails, gives me shivers.
That's the one that I still remember was the fingernail guy.
You don't want that scratching your back.
Well, you couldn't because it was like a spiral.
Yeah.
But if it dug in.
That's horrific.
So just a quick note here. This is from the Guinness World Records website. Their origin story. So just a brief little blurb. There is like a whole big timeline and everything.
They're
too.
Irish, right?
Guinness, I'm just going to read from it.
Okay, cool.
Guinness World Records. Originally, the Guinness Book of Records, the ultimate authority on record-breaking achievements, started out as an idea for a book of facts to solve arguments in pubs. The idea came about in the early 1950s when Sir Hugh Beaver, 1890 to 1967.
I'm sorry, what was his name? Huge Beaver? Fucking God, you know, sometimes the truth is better than fiction. So tell us more about what Huge Beaver did.
I should have had this as one of the questions.
Yeah, right? None of us would have guessed Huge Beaver.
Huge Beaver.
Watch him chomp that wood.
So Sir Hugh Beaver, 1890 to 1967, managing director of the Guinness Brewery, he attended a shooting party in County Wexford. There, he and his hosts argued about the fastest game bird in Europe and failed to find an answer in any reference book.
Why didn't they just check Google?
And there is an asterisk next to this whole game bird thing. It says, although the books never did tackle this original question, owing to their focus purely on world records, the red-breasted merganser would be the most likely answer. It is fully migratory and still occasionally hunted. Anyway, in 1954, recalling his shooting party argument, Sir Hugh had the idea for a Guinness promotion based on the idea of settling pub arguments and invited the twins Norris, 1925 to 2004, and Ross McWhorter, 1925 to 1975, not McSquirter.
I mean, Huge Beaver and Ross McSquirter.
And Norris, the twins, who were fact-finding researchers from Fleet Street to compile a book of facts and figures.
You mean with the demon barber?
No, right? See?
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
See, the truth is better than fiction.
This is fucking awesome. I want to write a new musical.
Guinness Superlatives was incorporated on 30th of November, and the office opened in two rooms in a converted gymnasium on the top floor of Ludgate House, 107 Fleet Street. After an initial research...
And then there was a special trap door that went down to Mrs. Lovett Paz just downstairs.
And it went to the Strand.
Yeah, it went to the Strand.
And you call me a nerd.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, accurate. Uh-huh.
After an initial research phase, work began on writing the book, which took 13 and a half 90-hour weeks, including weekends and bank holidays. They were committed.
And as a side note, so while you were reading Guinness Book of World Records, I was memorizing Sondheim lyrics.
Little did the McWhorters know that taking shape was a book that would go on to become an all-time bestseller and one of the most recognized and trusted brands in the world.
And a subject for a sex podcast in 2023.
Yep. Who would have
maybe done? We'll someday be in the podcast or in like the longest the record. Sex, like running sex positive podcast.
Sex related something. Yeah.
Podcast.
But it had already crossed my mind to throw that out at the end. Mm-hmm. Is there a challenge not in the Guinness World Records that we can set and we can have a sex world record?
So Spanky, yes. She's going to kill me for saying this because this is one of her two truths and a lie. This is her truth that everybody thinks
she's going to have to get a new one now.
You're going to have to get a new one, doll. She is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
We're not going to say what for, but I'm pretty sure you could guess. You probably couldn't, but still, it's fun to say that. Love you, babe.
Okay. So we're going to start with some of these facts here. Okay. So I will often but not always tell you they are not always human related. So they might be other animal kingdom, et cetera, related.
Oh, we're going to do it doggy style. So these all sex or relationship?
Yes. Generally. And so I will give you four choices and then you can, guess and see.
There's what happens. There's no open-ended ones?
There were a couple that could have been, but I've made them to be not so much.
Oh, okay.
So
it is us.
Yeah.
The first one is the longest orgasm. We have 6 minutes and 24 seconds, 30 minutes, 1 hour and 30 minutes, 4 hours.
The longest orgasm honestly sounds like a book written in the 1900s by, Jane Austen.
Also, this one.
Jane Austen's The Longest Orgasm.
This is also not in humans. I will tell you that.
Oh.
It is a mammal.
It's a mammal.
I'm going with option C.
Yeah, well, I like 90 minutes. I think 90 right. minutes sounds what like. Was my,
if, I'm sorry, can I be that guy? Because I was trying to think of the a writer from
you were trying romantic to think period. Of it.
I was making a joke, which is going to be all of these. I will always make a joke first and then ask for the answers. please tell me who wrote The Longest Orgasm. I'm sorry, how many pages the long? I'm sorry, how long was The Longest Orgasm? What was the choice?
6 minutes and 24 seconds, 30 minutes, an hour and a half, 4 hours.
4 hours.
Okay, so we have two for 90 minutes and one for 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. And I think it is a...
I reckon it's a sperm whale.
I think it's a patty melon. Oh, you think bigger the animal, the longer the orgasm.
Mm.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Because that means like me at 8 seconds. What? 4 hours divided by 8 seconds is what? Mm-hmm. So that's how big of...
So you're a little fucker.
Yeah, I am. That's okay. Right.
So it is actually that of the domestic pig, Sus scrofa domesticus.
Oh, I've met a few of those on Tinder.
I was going to say, also, I may butcher some of the names and words in this. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead. Blanket apology for the podcast if I butcher.
No, who you need to apologize to is Naughty Dark.
Oh, that's true. Naughty Dark.
Because, they...
All right. Sorry, Naughty.
What turns her on more than anything else?
That Latin pronunciation
is scientific.
I will do my best to get it right for Rocket. Okay.
All right, Naughty.
All right. On average, its orgasm lasts 30 minutes, but can be as long as 90 minutes.
Oh, no.
So what is...
90 minutes. I'm going to count either 30 or 90 in this case. Yeah.
I had a 50-50 shot and still... fuck you, too. Hand me my wine. No, I'm kidding. I've still got plenty.
Okay, so the next one... For all of you out there who love you some chest hair, what is the longest chest hair?
Oh, God, is this? Please tell me it's not a human.
Oh, it is. Yeah. No, it's a human. Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
Hold on. I'm going to give you choices.
Oh, we got choices. Shit.
I told you, you get choices.
Goodness me.
Also,
we're so excited.
Yeah.
Also, I have centimeters and inches. So, because not everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 28.2 centimeters, 11.1 inches.
Hang on. I'm going to measure this.
Almost a foot.
Oof.
Right? We have 36.7 centimeters, 14.5 inches.
Ouch.
48.7 centimeters, 19.2 inches. Or 57.2 centimeters, 22.5 inches.
So you want either a Persian rug or... poor Bradford's face.
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining snuggling up to this person and...
Sweating
all
like
I can
a
hear
pig.
Is as Bradford goes through the wilds.
But don't you get But don't you get some of those like random hairs that like do grow like super long, and like all of a sudden you look down at your arm and you're like, where the fuck did that hair, where has that been all this time?
Yeah. But are they talking a full coverage, or are they just talking about that one rando that just...
Can you imagine though being that guy who's like, I'm so proud of this hair?
And you'd have to like part ways with it whilst you...
It does say longest chest hair, so it does sound hair. Like one single hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll go with option B.
Yeah, I'm going to... What was the... There was like an 18 inches one...
All right. Option B was 14.5 inches, 36.7 centimeters. So Judy's going with that one.
Okay.
And Bradford, you want the 19.2, 48.7 centimeters?
Yeah, 19 inches.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with the low number. I think 28 centimeters seems about
11. Right,
because that's still huge.
Smartass remembers all the numbers.
That's still a foot for those in North America. That's a long hair.
That is long hair. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you are correct. It's 28.2 centimeters, 11.1 inches.
Asshole.
why are we
playing trivia with him?
Literally. Okay, what flag is this?
So this was Vittorio Lullo from Italy.
Shocker. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be racist.
Hey, that's racist.
The hairiest men I've ever met in my entire life are all Italian or Greek.
So this record was set September 6, 2019, so it's quite recent.
Oh, okay.
And 28.2 centimeters, 11.1 inches, and it was achieved by Vittorio Lullo in Italy in Santo Stefano al Mare, Imperia, Italy, as verified on 6th of September 2019.
Do you get money for this?
No, I don't believe it.
Just bragging rights. Yeah. Just bragging rights.
Yeah, a certificate to say, hey, this is me.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want to do that.
I also love the wording on it. They've achieved this and so forth. It's just dumb luck. You've just got long chest hair, man.
No, they did not pluck it for probably a very long time, right?
Or shave it or do anything.
How long can I go?
And like every night when we're sitting around watching Netflix, all he's doing is going, grow.
Well, he's missing an opportunity to get advertising from Rogaine. That's all I'm saying.
No, do you know what record you could potentially have? As long as eyebrow hair, but somebody plucks them.
That's true. Yeah.
Stand back, John Howard.
Okay. Because I'm not plucking hair.
I think we need to start braiding your eyebrows.
Just get some gel. Gel them down so they don't stick out.
Fuck that shit. Gel them up. Make horns.
Well, I'm going to give a closeted moment here. Mm-hmm. Is when I was reading the Guinness World Records, there was the widest tongue. And I thought, I may be in contention because I have a very wide tongue.
Show us again.
And,
oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it is pretty wide. Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. And it's
awesome.
It's only gross. About a centimeter and a half off. Oh. And I'm like, oh, I'm almost there. Get some torture equipment.
Let's
get this going.
He needs his own certificate.
I need a certificate.
I love it.
I'm going to go for the shittiest pancreas.
We know.
All right, that's not part of the question, but what is the largest chest measurement for a male? We have 186 centimeters.
Is this a round or just like?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we have 186 centimeters, 73.2 inches.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's like.
I like my blazer's like a 42.
Yeah. 40, yeah.
So that's. 73?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then we have 234 centimeters, 92.2 inches, 259 centimeters, 102 inches, 315 centimeters, 124 inches.
I'm going to lock in early at 102 inches.
Okay. All right. Judy? Above, below, equal?
I'll go below that.
All right. 73.2 or 92.2?
I'll go 92.2.
Okay.
I agree with 92. Also, Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't say that because I did, because I'll be wrong.
It's like Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
All right. So the largest chest measurement in a male is 315 centimeters, 124 inches.
Wow.
That was
the biggest one?
Yeah. It was Robert Earl Hughes from the U.S. in February 1958. It was shortly before his death at the age of 32.
Well,
he,
why?
Surprise.
He weighed 484 kilos, 1,076 pounds, 76 stones, 3 pounds, and had chest measurement of 3.15 meters, 10 foot, 4 inches. At the age of 6, he weighed 92 kilos. And by the age of 10, he was 171 kilos. At 25, he was 406.
Is that does it say if it's a pituitary?
Doesn't say.
It'd be like no.
So you have to be a glandular thing.
You would think so. Yeah.
You know, that's incredible.
That is frightening.
Yeah. That is very frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is amazing that that's an old record.
Yeah.
And because we, for the most part, nip that stuff in the bud earlier in life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. It had to I wouldn't be, want to go for that record.
No.
It had to be something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But poor guy. Only 32.
Yeah.
Okay. The most chest enlargement procedures. 8, 13, 22, or 31.
Is this like for like boob jobs or is it like pec things? Pec jobs?
It was a female.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the numbers again?
8, 13, 22, or 31.
31.
Yeah, I've got to lean to 31.
I've seen that there's lady who's trying to make herself into like, I don't know, a chipmunk or something.
Exactly.
I've got to go with 13 because it's my number. 13?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's actually 22, so right in between all y'all.
Well, so far, what year was that? Because I'm sure she's still going.
Actually, no.
Oh, God, is she dead?
Oh, she didn't make it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God. Oh,
you're an animal, Bradford.
I'm a monster.
The late Lolo Ferrari, born Eve Valois, V-A-L-O-I-S.
What did you say?
In France.
Wasn't Lolo in... Oh, sorry, never mind. Continue.
That's Lola. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Anyway,
and Lola wants more boot jobs. Sorry.
She was from France, 1970 to 2000, had a bust measurement of 180 centimeters, 71 inches, a bra size of 54G.
Oofed.
The result of 22 enlargement procedures over the course of 5 years from 1990. So in 5 years, she had 22 surgeries.
Bless her heart.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So
I think there's some liability on the doctors at that point.
Yeah.
Like, that's not healthy. That's not safe.
But the other side of that.
I mean,
is,
if you want it, I mean, who are they to say no?
I suppose.
Right?
Suppose.
I mean, it's your desire and it's your body.
Yeah, true.
So as long as there's no health risk.
Well, that was my concern. Is there a health risk?
How old was she when she died? Do you happen to know that?
It said 1970 to 2000, so she would have been 30.
30.
Okay. Like, that's just, I don't know. It makes me sad because of these people who don't think that their bodies are perfect and the whatever perfect they're trying to like that's got to be a mental health issue. It's also society doesn't help, but it's depressing.
Yeah. So just doing a very quick Google search on how she died. It was a drug overdose. Antidepressants and tranquilizers.
I was going to say she was so depressed that she couldn't get a body right.
Yeah. Oh,
such a shame.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a fun
cast. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't.
Now I'm sad.
I didn't dive that deep into it. I just looked at the freaking facts.
Facts are depressing.
Okay. The most amount of boob jobs. This will be funny.
Yeah. Oh, wait. She was severely depressed and now she's dead.
Yeah. So, sorry. All right. So the first person to receive silicone chest implants is the actual record. But I'm going to, for the sake of giving you guys choices, and I didn't want to make up names and whatever, so I'm going to say, where were they from? Were they from Germany?
Oh, I was like, where were the silicone implants from?
No, the person. From Germany, the U.S., Canada, or the U.K.?
Germany, always. They're ahead on everything. And if you had said Japan or China, I would probably have gone there because they're way ahead of us on everything. But... Germany is my first choice. France is the second choice.
I'm going to get UK.
Okay. I mean, UK.
Yeah, no, I'll go with Germany. I think scientifically and...
Hey, look, I have a chance of being right.
I think we might get there.
Actually, no, it was the US.
Fuck! I mean, of course it was.
Yeah, only in America.
In the spring of 1962, Timmy Jean Lindsay from Texas, USA, became the first woman to undergo breast implant surgery. Frank... Gerow in Canada, who had previously performed dermabrasion on Lindsay's chest, a procedure to erase her tattoos by removing upper layers of skin, and his colleague Thomas Cronin, had developed a silicone implant for women whose breasts had sagged following multiple pregnancies. Lindsay agreed to the groundbreaking surgery in exchange for surgery to pin back her ears, which she was self-conscious about. The surgery, which was carried out at Jefferson Davis Hospital in Houston, Texas, saw Lindsay's breast size increase from a B to a C cup.
Did she overdose on antidepressants too, because she had more jobs done than the other one.
I got to be honest, I'm getting more depressed now as we listen to this. Number one. This is to everybody listening. Your body is perfect. Stop fucking changing it. Number two, B cup is amazing. Mm. I like B cups.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've got a number three coming up, but like, B cups are awesome. Like, anyway,
boobs are awesome. Period.
Boobs are awesome. Boobs and if you want to share your boobs with me, I'm like, I'm just happy to be involved.
For boobs.
And then, right? And then number three, this whole sagging problem that people think there is, I'm just going to put it out there. It is not a problem because, and we discussed this last night with a new partner, that when the lady is on top, I don't want to have to stretch my neck to suckle her tits. And so if they're sagging, they're going to sag in my face, and then I can like do the back and forth, and I can suck on one and suck on the other and suck in between. It's amazing. So I prefer saggy boobs.
Mm.
There you go. I said it. Yeah. I did it. I'm out there. Yep.
Okay.
Which, and it's, I'm not.
It's
I'm,
out there forever.
I've never been wrong.
If you change your mind, but you know.
Never been wrong.
No, you're right.
Especially about boobs.
Yeah.
I think they are all amazing.
I'm going to get you a little button that says "I Heart SB."
Oh my god! Yes, sags are great.
Boobs are great.
Boobs are great.
Boobs are great.
Boobs are great.
Full stop.
Yeah.
There's a lot of SBs, and the first one that I thought of was
son of a bitch,
slutty bitches.
So, can I take this on
sure.
a complete
yeah,
total
do
tangent?
It. Do it. That's what we're here for.
And what's new?
Friday night was Angela's Christmas party. So what did I do? I watched like five episodes of CSI. As you do.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, right. No, it's, ooh, are you? I really want to know. In all five episodes, they said the line, that son of a bitch. And the more I think about it, I used to use that word, that phrase. I use it a lot. But why are we always villainizing women? Mm. So if this serial killer is the bad person, why is he a son of a bitch? Why are we bringing his mom into it?
Why is he not son of a bastard or something?
Well, yeah, right? Yeah. Why is always the woman that's being brought in? She's the villain that brought this thing into the world. She's the bad guy. So why are we doing this? And it pisses me off that son of a bitch is so commonly used. And that is coming from me, who I'm like, oh my God, that SOB kind of thing. And I'm going to try to be better about doing that. And I'm just going to start saying that Roy cunt. But then I'm like, again, that's a woman thing, right? So most of our dirty words are based on women.
I wouldn't say that. Oi prick, oi dick. Oi prick. He's a dickhead.
This is my favorite Christmas song.
Oi.
Oi prick, oi dick. He's a dickhead.
Yeah, there's plenty of the reference males as well. I don't know. I think it's more
prevalent. But you don't hear that as often.
Probably not. You probably don't hear it as often, but I would say if you were to get the scales out, they'd probably even them out.
But the male, like the dickhead and then cunt.
Right. There's value, right?
Cunt is much worse than
dickhead. Because for the record, the short for Richard is dick. I don't know what is the short for Kathleen cunt? I don't know.
Or cunt.
Sorry to all the Kathleen's out there.
Right. Like, right, there's no long version of cunt. Cunty?
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Like, but right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, I do get
I feel
it.
Like
I
Dick, Angela. Oh my God, I just called you Angela. Judy's right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
You may edit that one.
No.
But yeah, I think it's.
Yeah.
I do find it in the etymology of words is one of those interesting ones. A lady was originally a derogatory term, and now we've embraced it as the term for women.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Oh,
yeah.
See, yeah,
a lady wasn't always necessarily.
A lady wasn't always a lady.
Yeah. Yeah, in certain parts.
I do like the song, words. The Lady is a Tramp. Mm-hmm. I think tramp is a wonderful word, and I think that we should bring it back in a positive, sex positive way.
Tramp's a good one.
Yeah. Want to be my tramp?
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right.
Sorry.
Next one is animal. It is not human. Most frequent sex.
Gerbil.
Rabbit.
Toby
and Judy.
This is times. Times. 50 times in 3 to 4 hours. 50 times in 1.5 to 1.7 hours. 50 times in 1 hour. 50 times in 40 to 50 minutes.
I'm going D. Well, I'm not even going to ask questions.
I'm just thinking that's got a nice even ratio. That's 1 a minute. I like it. So I'm going to go D as well.
I don't like that because 1 a minute is too convenient. What was C?
C is 50 times in 1 hour.
Yeah, see, that doesn't add up right, so I'm going to say C.
Okay.
Is it a mammal?
No, it is not.
Is it a rodent?
No.
A rodent is a mammal. Tell me a rodent is
Not a mammal. That's very true. That's very true.
Is it a oceanic creature?
It's from Australia.
Oh, my God. Is it?
Is it a liberal politician? They're not mammals, right?
That was well deserved.
Okay.
Okay, quiet you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're all wrong. The answer is 50 times in 3 to 4 hours. The male scaly cricket, Ornebius aperta, from Australia, can copulate more than 50 times in 3 to 4 hours, all with the same female. Studies reveal that each time a male mates, a bag of sperm is placed on the female, which she immediately eats. The sperm
is the red one.
You're up, Bradford.
I'm not done yet. The sperm is an extremely nutritious food for the female cricket, which is why
I have been saying that to people for years.
Yeah. Which is why she devours it so eagerly. By comparison, female chimpanzees have been recorded copulating with 8 different males in 15 minutes. A lioness in heat has sex once every half an hour for 4 or 5 days or nights.
Wow.
So there's some horny motherfucking animals out there.
There are.
We need to invite them to the next video party. Wait, does it count as copulation if the female eats the sperm?
Yeah,
I don't know. Apparently, clearly, yeah. That's how they do it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. All right. Next one.
I love how you just gloss over that. Okay, so next one.
So next up.
I'm still processing the orangutan thing. Or chimpanzee or whatever. Because honestly, does that not bring the Kingdom of the Apes or the what's the stupid
Planet of the Apes?
Does that not bring that into a whole new sexy weird fucking light?
Mm. Yeah, well, true. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I want to watch and I would watch the porn that is based on Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes porn, I am down for.
But
it's just furry enough.
Well,
but that's not chimpanzees.
Well, some of them were evolved chimpanzees. Mm. You had evolved gorillas.
Yeah, but I've watched some of those porn parodies. They're never what they advertise.
Okay, I'll give you that. I will give you that.
I will say one of my favorite things is watching the ink rub off of the She-Hulk's inner thighs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You look at her and she's all green except for these inner thigh parts. And like, yeah, yeah. I'm down. Honestly, I'm still down for it.
Yep. Still sexy. Still sexy.
I would still smash. Okay, I'm sorry. I guess we can now continue on.
Okay.
But 3 or 4 days every half hour.
That's she doesn't lioness. Sleep.
That's the lioness.
No, I know that. Yeah. I know. I'm going back. I know. Yeah, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, apparently. Maybe micro sleeps.
She might sleep.
You know what? Angela's been like that sometimes. She's like, I don't fucking care.
She's been like that too.
Do what you need to do. We'll call it mutual masturbation.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Welcome to my masturbation station.
Yeah, yeah. Just call me Fleshlight. Oh, Fleshlight.
We are just putting ourselves out there as real Lotharios, aren't we? We are passionate lovers. Yeah, do what you got to do. Get on with the job.
I prefer the phrase non-discriminant.
Okay. Next up is good. Which one's that?
Sour
what flavor?
Blueberry. Try this.
Okay. So we have a new Bilson's.
Yeah. Sorry. Take one down.
Bilson's break.
Bilson's break.
Can we get sponsored by them?
My God.
That is good, actually.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too.
like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you looking to break your own records? I know you are. Well, you know what record you can break? Is the number of sex toys owned by a single person. All you have to do is go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's B-Y-T-H-E-B-I. And you'll get that sex toy, that first one of your major collection, at 50% off. You'll also get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra things, you know, to bump up your numbers, thrown into the box. And here's the big secret. If you do 10,000 individual orders, you'll get each one at 50% off. You'll get free shipping on everything. And you'll get a postie who hates you. Literally hates you. So that could be 2 awards that you could get. The angriest delivery person and the most sex toys. Just go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. B-Y-T-H-E-B-I. Looking for a new game that might, you know, allow you to get the most people playing a game award? Well, Curious Humans game is a perfect game to do that. I said game a lot. It's still fun. I'm trying to get the most times somebody uses game in an ad award. Are you listening, Guinness? Anyway, Curious Humans game. Go there. Get it. Get a 10 billion of your friends in a room. You'll have to talk to some people from space. But make sure you use checkout code BYTHEBY for 10% off of any of the Curious Humans games, whether it's the base game, or any of the add-ons. That's Aussie Humans, Kinky Humans, Morbid Humans, and Deviant Humans. So much fun. It's great. Hi, Bilsons. Hi, yeah, this is Bradford. Bradford from By the By Podcast. Yeah, no, I know you've never listened to me either, but I know you, and I love you. Whether it's Blueberry Sour, Sunset Fizz, Grape Bubblegum, or the mango coconut weird cocktail thingy. I don't understand it, and I don't have to, but I want you to sponsor me. Do it not for me, but for Judy. Bilsons, bring the love.
Oh my God, I love your ads. So if anybody skipped past that, just go back. Just do it.
And don't skip the ads.
If you get a cease and desist letter, I won't be surprised.
From which ad company?
Yeah. Well, options are open. Maybe you'll get the most ever and you can go to Guinness Records.
Look, we are an inclusive podcast, right?
What I love about it is my theory is if you start making ads for something, even if they don't sponsor you, they'll guiltily be like, well, I guess I got to send him a free Bilsons. Here's the case.
Yeah, here's a case. Calendar. Here's a case with the card. Shut the fuck up.
I'd be happy with the Bilsons advent calendar.
Correct.
Yeah. So the next one is the longest marriage people of different sexes. We have 64 years, 268 days.
Oh,
73 years, 190 days. 82 years and 4 days. 88 years and 349 days.
Get less for murder.
Dude, I think there are serial killers who've gotten less.
I keep reminding him.
Let's have a little bit of a look at the math. You know, 82 years, I like that. If you got married at between 14 and 18, which can be illegal, especially if it's a long marriage.
It was very popular 100 years ago.
Exactly. So your age of marriage and such has been a lot different over history. That's putting in your mid-90s, which is very old, but I'm liking it. I'm thinking 82 years is where we're at.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. I actually think it's more. I think that it's one of those things that these people made it to like 107 to 110.
Because there was that couple that were 108 and 109 or something that were living in a retirement home in, I'm going to say the States because where else?
Because where else are retirement homes where people talk about them?
That were married.
Yeah, I'm going to say 88 years. Yeah. Was that one of them, 88 years?
88 was one of them.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going with 88.
88 years, 349 days, so almost 89 years.
Yeah.
That means that they probably got married around 16 or 17 would be my guess, which means that just over 100. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. So let me record. Sorry. I was doing some maths and things over here just so I could give you a little more information. So you're saying, are all of y'all saying 88?
No, I'm 82.
You're 82. Okay. So we have Judy is 88. Bradford's 88, and then Kobe is 82.
What are you, at-home listener? Angela, at-home listener is... Sorry, it's only one way.
Okay. The correct answer is 88 years, 349 days.
Oh, up top, Jim.
Yeah.
All right.
So the longest marriage ever is that of David Jacob Hiller, born 20th of October, 1789, died 7th of July, 1899, and Sarah Davy Hiller, born 17th of March, 1792, died April 8th, 1898, who were married for 88 years, 349 days, as of April 8th, 1898, when Mrs. Hiller passed away. The couple were married on the 23rd of April, 1809, in Eamestown, Canada. So he was 19, she was 17 when they got married.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, that's respectable ages to get married in the 1700s.
Stay married for almost 89 years.
I'm not even, the stayed married, fine. That's societal, especially going back
there. True.
The age of marriage, it's the fact they live to that age is what's got me in that era.
It's really cold in Canada, so it's hard to die.
Oh, that's
good. It's preservation.
Frozen in time.
Yeah, they live in refrigerators.
Yeah, maybe he was dead for a while, but because he was hard, she thought he was still.
God damn, dude. She was also the first recorded necrophilia.
Considering she died first.
Well, she was having fun on the... anyway.
Wow.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Uh-huh.
If you have problems with the podcast, please reach out to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Anyway.
That is incredible, though.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
I wonder how many children they had. 30?
I don't know.
I'm willing to bet that they had none.
You think no?
They had to have more than none.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going the fact that you've been together that long. If you've had no children, I think you've got a better shot of making it.
Wow.
But remember, this is like the 1700s. Like,
yeah,
if you didn't have children.
There was no.
What was the point of life?
Well, I mean, your partner that you're together with for 90 years.
Yeah, there had to be some people. It was in the 1800s, but there had to have been
1800s.
Most of the they got married in 1809. So, there had to have been couples and people out there who didn't have kids even then, right? There had to have been. But I am willing to bet statistically they very likely had kids. Again, didn't look all this stuff up because I didn't know these questions were going to come up.
You've met us, Angela.
And contraception wasn't a huge thing, so the chances of them having kids...
Would like wrap their dicks in tomatoes and like flush the vagina out with, I don't know, sheep urine.
Yeah, lamb intestines.
Yeah.
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 Look, I think the chances of them not having kids is probably pretty low, if they were fertile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, we have the most Tony Awards for playing the opposite sex.
Okay,
that's cool.
The choices are 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Ooh. 3.
Okay, I can name one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kobe, what's your answer? Okay. Gut check. Just
go. I'll go with 2.
2?
I'm going to go 2.
All right.
I can name.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Do you know the shows? Because I think I can name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's 3. And I can definitely name 3 shows that were up for Tonys.
They had to win.
I know. And I think the actors, it's 3 or 4. Oof. What did you answer?
I answered 3, but...
3. We have a 3 and we have a 2.
Okay, so...
But Angela did just drop a hint.
Yeah, they had to win. So Julie Andrews won in Victor Victoria. Person who played the 7 characters in The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, he won.
Cher won for West Side Story, surely.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was waiting for him to finish.
Oh, I hate you guys. And then Tootsie, who I can't remember who played the role in Tootsie, but he won.
Hey, just gut check. Come on. Give me a number.
3.
1, 2, 3, or 4. 3? Okay. The answer is 2.
Shit. So it wasn't Tootsie.
No. So Kobe gets that one.
Again.
Only two actors have ever won a Tony Award for playing someone of the opposite sex. Mary Martin for playing the title role of Peter Pan in 1956, and Harvey Fierstein for his depiction of Edna Turnblad in Hairspray in 2003.
Hairspray. Julie Andrews didn't win in Victor Victoria?
Apparently
she
not.
Fucking robbed.
The only one that I was confident on was Turnblad, Edna Turnblad. That Hairspray would have at some stage won a Tony.
So you're saying that the dude that played all of the characters in Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder did not win?
Apparently not. So just a quick top Google search says that Julie Andrews, star of the Broadway musical Victor Victoria, announced May 8th that she is withdrawing her name from consideration for the 1996 Tony Award as Best Actress in a Musical.
Fuck. She should have won. Because, she would have won.
Because in 2023, somebody on a podcast will say that this is the case, and I want to prove them wrong.
Queen Julie Andrews, I love you so much, so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever want to talk on the podcast, please. Gentleman's Guide?
To answer your question about A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is a really great show, it won four 2014 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Direction of a Musical, Book of a Musical, and Costume Design of a Musical. So...
2013 was a great year for theater, though.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
fine, I'll accept it. I won't be happy about it.
Look, it's what the Guinness Book has, okay? And that's all I have to go by.
Also, Miss Julie Andrews, honestly, I love you so much. Not as much as you, Bernadette Peters, but still.
Okay, so this one is not human. It's also in the animal kingdom. The loudest penis.
Do you mean like it wears Hawaiian shirts?
So for reference, because the answers are in decibels. So for reference, a quiet room in a house is generally 20 to 30 decibels. Daytime in a quiet residential street is generally 35 to 45 decibels. A large busy office is 50 to 60. A lawnmower from 15 meters away is 70 decibels. And back when I was racing cars long ago, cars had to be under 94, I think, decibels, 94, 95 decibels. So that's reference, right? So we have 51.9 decibels, 54.2, 78.3, or 99.2 decibels.
And I guess what creature it is?
Sure. Yeah, go for
it. Is it the mantis shrimp?
It is not.
Like, that motherfucker is extra.
It's a pretty special creature, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to just throw out 99.2.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be super loud.
So you're just going big.
It's just going to...
All right. Go big or everywhere. Go home. Okay. All right. Everybody else, Judy?
I'm going C.
Okay.
I don't want to remember numbers.
78.3?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Yeah, 70. The 78 one.
Don't agree with me. Shut up, woman.
Because I wanted that one anyway, because I wanted to, like, it's just louder than a lawnmower. Because my penis is just quieter than a lawnmower. So it's got to... And I don't
depends
think I have the award.
Depends what's happening to your penis, how loud you are.
Right?
And then if you talk to the gentleman.
I mean, I'm not the gentleman. But, like, I don't feel like I've gotten an... I haven't checked my spam folder in my email, so maybe I've gotten an award, but...
Okay. It is 99.2, so Kobe wins. The loudest penis is that of a tiny European species of aquatic freshwater insect. Micronecta schultzii is a very small water boatman, just 2 millimeters long, but when it rubs its penis against its abdomen, a process known as stridulation
or masturbation,
which serves to attract a mate, the chirping noise created can be up to 99.2 decibels. This is equivalent to sitting in the front row listening to a loud orchestra playing.
Okay, so you're going for a swim somewhere in Europe, and you just start hearing shit really loud.
It sounds like a fucking machine gun.
Yeah, machine gun. You're going to shit yourself. What's going on here?
You thought Australia was bad. The water boatmen are shooting at me.
But it's like crickets. Crickets are really loud too.
Oh, well, that's true. When crickets rub their legs together, they can be really loud.
Yeah.
They're loudest when you're trying to go to bed and once in your room.
Yeah, of course.
You have to go and stomp everywhere to try to shut the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they move around magically. Mm.
So what's the term? I just want to remember this, where you rub your penis to attract a mate.
Stridulation.
Stridulation. Okay, yeah. I'm going to remember that.
Put that in my Tinder profile.
Master of stridulation.
Also, depending on where you are and where you put the emphasis, it could be stridulation, but, you know, whatever. Okay.
Naughty is over there yelling at us from the Western Australia.
He's got to come yell at me in person.
Yeah, he does.
Next up is the longest animal penis.
Well, right. Do snakes count? Because they're basically
options,
a penis.
Options are 2.4 meters, 2.9 meters, 4.1 meters, and 4.7 meters.
Is anyone else surprised at the smallest? If you were going to be asked, where, like...
I'm not surprised at all. I'm going to
blue
say,
whale. It's got
yeah.
Be.
I'm just going to say it's going to be a blue whale, and it I'm going to go 4.7 meters.
Okay. And everybody else
was 4.9.
4.1.
4.1. I'll go 4.1.
What okay. were the choices? I'm sorry.
2.4, 2.9, 4.1, 4.7.
4.7.
No, they're all. You're all wrong. It's 2.4.
Right.
It is the blue whale. So in absolute terms, the longest penis belongs to the blue whale at up to 2.4 meters.
That's like a Kobe. I've always said you were a dick.
At least he wasn't calling you a cunt.
So then moving on from that, we're going to go to the largest bird penis.
Why are we going to the...
Why not? Largest bird penis, 23 centimeters, 37.4 centimeters, 43 centimeters, or 56.2 centimeters.
They seem arbitrary, but I'm going to go 43, and I'm going to bet that it's one of the large land birds, like an ostrich, an emu, a cassowary.
Can I have this in inches?
I didn't write this one down in inches.
What was the quick, what was the short A?
23 centimeters.
23, yeah.
23. Okay. Kobe's correct again. 43 centimeters.
Fuck God.
They always called you.
And is it one of the large land birds?
It's actually
a hummingbird.
It's an Argentine lake duck, Oxyura vittata.
Well, that duck's got nothing to complain about.
Measuring up to 43.
What the duck?
Measuring up to 43 centimeters long, which equals this species' combined head and body length, the longest bird penis is that of the Argentine lake duck, Oxyura vittata. Corkscrew-shaped, it is brush-tipped to brush out any sperm left inside the female from previous matings with other males, and it's also used by the male to lasso the female as she attempts to escape during copulation.
It's the rapey duck.
I'm sorry. I want to paint a scene for everybody here. Do, 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 do. On the quiet lake at 6 in the morning are two ducks sitting approximately... a meter apart. The lady duck looks over the male duck and goes, "Do you feel that?" And he's like, "Feel what?" She's like, "I feel like this might be something in the water." Why? Just something brushed me. I feel like something may have brushed the inside of my cloaca. less semen there. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, he wraps around like Wonder Woman style.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, you know.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say, human sex is pretty awesome.
All right. So, longest animal penis relative to body size.
Wait, the last one didn't get it for the duck.
This is relative to body size. We have.
Okay, so it's longer than his head and his body combined.
Yeah, but and there's worse.
Yeah, it's bigger.
We have the options are 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, or 40 times.
I wish you had just gone with the animal first. I would have rather picked an animal.
30 times.
40 times.
An ant can lift 30 times their body weight. I'm going with 30 times. 32. It seems to be a natural curve somewhere.
All right, so we've got 30, 30, and 40. 40. Okay. The correct answer is 40.
Yes!
Bradford gets one. The longest penis of any animal relative to their body is that of the barnacles. The body of these sessile crustaceans often measures just a few centimeters long, but their penis can be as much as 40 times as long as this, enabling them to mate with other barnacles positioned some distance away.
It's some distance, like, you know, half a meter.
It sort of makes keel hauling a whole different thing, doesn't it?
I think they call it keel hauling. We've been wrong all the long. Hey. Want to see my keel hole?
Okay. All right. And then while we're on penis size relativity, we have the largest mammalian penis relative to body size. And we're back to mammals now.
Mammals.
Okay. Where the options are 1/6, 1/4, 1/3, or 1/2 relative to body size.
I'm measuring on myself.
1/6 is like what, 18% or something like that?
About that.
Yeah, 17, 18%.
Yeah.
A quarter, a third, and a half.
Third.
All right.
I'm going to say... humans have got to be close to that, right?
No. Well, at least not this human. I've seen some pictures, but even those are like, not a half.
Like, but like, let's just assume, like 1/6. Okay. So if you have a 12-inch dick.
Yeah.
And you're six feet tall. That's 1/6.
Yeah, but I'm 6 foot tall.
No, I'm not saying you specifically, Kobe. Goddamn.
I know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
But
if you're a shorter, you could be a shorter fella and have a bigger dick.
Yeah, I don't think proportionally it's going to be human. Okay. I could be
human.
Completely wrong here.
Okay,
I'm going to say that it's probably was 1 to 3 one of the options.
1/3, yeah.
1/3. I'm going to say 1/3.
I'll say a quarter.
Probably there.
And Judy,
I'm going 1/3.
Okay, you're all wrong. It is 1/6.
Should have gone with my gut.
The mammal with the largest penis relative to body size is the Fossa cryptoprocta ferox. This civet-related puma-resembling carnivore, endemic to the island of Madagascar, has a penis length of 17 to 20 centimeters, reaching to between its forelegs when full-sized, and a total head-to-tail length of 120 to 150 centimeters. This means that its penis is nearly 1/6 as long as the mammal's entire length.
Wow.
Does mean if you are 5'11" and have a 12-inch penis, you're bigger
than a furry.
Yeah.
You're a furry. Yeah. You could be a furry.
Yeah. Yeah. And anybody that has seen the film Madagascar will know the from the film.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move away from penis length here.
Aw.
The highest fine imposed on a TV broadcaster.
What? We are definitely moving along.
You'll understand how it relates to sex when you find out why. So highest fine imposed on a TV broadcaster. The options are $1.85 million, $3.6 million, $5.7 million, $8.3 million.
Was this the Janet Jackson thing?
No. Oh. No, it was not.
3.6.
All right, so we're locking in 3.6 by Judy.
5.7.
All right.
Was there an 8 something?
8.3?
Yeah, let's go big.
Judy's got this one at $3.6 million.
Nice.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, levied its highest ever fine against a single TV show when, in March 2006, it charged CBS and its affiliates $3.6 million, then £2 million, for broadcasting an episode of Without a Trace on the 31st of December 2004 that featured scenes suggestive of a teenage orgy.
Well, that's never happened, or that's just a problem?
You can't show it on TV.
Oh, I can't show it on TV. Yeah. Okay.
Because they're probably underage, right? Teenage? So, yeah.
Full denial.
Yeah.
We'd rather not talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't talk about orgies.
Okay. So then the next and last one for this podcast, which we still have more Guinness Book ones and we still have more other ones.
So sorry, we were too funny this time. Know, so we're going to have to split it into multiples.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's going to be a multiple orgasm. Orgasm. There it is.
It's a podgasm. But we have one more for now.
We could cruise and podcast.
Fucking oath we made.
It could be drinks a flowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring me my drinks.
Our song.
So the last fact for this one, or the last trivia question for this one, is the longest legs on a female. How long are the longest legs on a female? I have this in centimeters and inches, 104.73 and 105.06 left and right legs. They're not even, right? So centimeters, which is 41.23 and 41.36 inches. Between 3 and 4 feet.
Our neighbor's like that.
I was going to say, side note, before I actually go through all these choices, we have two neighbors who are both immensely tall. And it's like, it's just whenever I get in the lift with them, I just feel like a little toddler looking up at people.
They're a beautiful couple that I feel like stepped down from Mount Olympus.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very nice. They're very, very lovely.
Nice.
I've
tall,
had many a chat with them. Yeah.
Lovely humans.
Yeah. But they are very tall. But I also went to school with a guy who was 6'7" and his wife was 6'5".
Wow.
So they had very long babies when they were born. Anyway, side note, doesn't matter. So longest legs on a female, choices are 104.73 and 105.06 centimeters, 41.23 and 41.36 inches. 125.67 and 126.38 centimeters, which is 49.47 and 49.76 inches. 135.26 and 134.3 centimeters, 53.25 and 52.87 inches. 141, hands are going up and up and up in here.
Bradford's is about 10 to 15 centimeters lower than Cobes.
Because I'm doing it in inches.
The last option is 141.63 and 141.94 centimeters, 55.76 and 55.88 inches, which is not far off from how tall I am.
No.
I'm 155 centimeters. So I mean, it's a few inches.
No, I'm going to say B.
I'm going to lock in C, thanks, Eddie.
Okay. And Cope, what are you locking in?
I'm going to lock in D.
Okay.
Just so we don't have a even. And right. I hope it's A, so we're all.
All right.
Wrong.
So we have, what were you, Brad?
B.
You were B, and then Judy was C, and you were D?
D.
All right. So nobody's going with the shorties over here. No. Shorties in quotes, but you know. Yeah. Yeah. So Judy is correct.
Hey.
It is. So the longest legs on a female belong to Macy Curran from the U.S. and measure 135.267 centimeters, 53.255 inches for the left leg, 134.3 centimeters, 52.874 inches for the right leg, as measured in Cedar Park, Texas, U.S., on the 21st of February, 2020. So this is very recent. Macy is a native of Austin, Texas, 6'10" in height, attempted this record to inspire other tall women all over the world.
Good for you, Macy.
Yeah.
I like that. All right,
embrace the height. Yeah. Like, be proud of that, right?
Also like the name.
And yeah. Also for all the for all the short people, you'd have to go up on her.
And Bradford about spit his wine out for the second time tonight. Yes, yes.
Stand on my face. You know how seats come at different heights?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Like she needs a stool. Oh my God. That is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can see ceiling fans in her head.
Right. Yeah. I think of it as a safety issue, but she's. Well, how tall did she say she was?
6'10".
All right. So 6'10". Like,
yeah.
Yeah. As long as she doesn't throw her hands in the air like she does, don't care. She'll probably be fine.
As long as she's not probably. All the single ladies.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually would think that being that tall would be more problematic than being short. I honestly think being ultra tall would be hard.
I agree, especially with like clothing and things, right?
Yeah.
Because like clothes, I can always get things cut off or whatever, but to add fabric is very difficult.
That's exactly.
A really good point.
So you'd almost have to have everything custom made, really.
But everything, like if she should live in a warm climate, because then everything is short.
Yeah. And access too.
Yeah.
You know, coming in just to our apartments.
Or a car.
You have to.
Can you imagine driving?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, literally, it's like that, you know what I'm talking about?
Car?
No. But I was thinking of Police Academy, where he pulls out Hightower, pulls out the front seat, and he drives from the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And there's also the broken bones.
Yeah.
I went to
sprained ankles. And
went to school with a girl that was really tall, and she was forever breaking bits and pieces.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, well, when I had one too, that in year six, which is the end of elementary school for Americans, 11, 12 years old, and this girl was 6'1" at that point.
Wow.
It's just, it's a hard way to live life.
Yeah.
I think. Ultra tall.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Wow. Round one.
That's round one,
Probably of three.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So, what kind of records are you looking to break? I know, right? Trust me, I think we're going to get to those, less of the animal penis ones, hopefully in the future. But, you know, this happens when Angela is in charge of content. So, Angela penis it is. I mean, animal penis it is. There's a Freudian slip for you. Send us emails, theatomsandbelove@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us at any of our socials, which are only two now. We are on Instagram and Facebook. We are at By the By Podcast. Join us on our Discord chat by supporting us at any level on www.patreon.com/ByTheByPodcast. Forgot to say that at the beginning. We love our Discord people. They are amazing. They're funny. And they are so much sexier than we are. Join us next week where we continue on this fucked up sexy journey. Bye.
Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.